Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. We're 2 days away from opening day for the San Francisco Giants, so we have our last podcast before the regular season gets underway. And Ron Wotus, Giants' third base coach, is our guest. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. As I was thumbing through Golf Digest, I found that TPC Harding Park is recognized as one of the best places to play in America. And that didn't surprise me too much because I love the majestic layout and beautiful amenities. My San Francisco resident card gives me a great rate at TPC Harding Park, and I get to play where PGA Tour icons Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have played. Now, if I can only score like them, okay, I'll stop dreaming and get to our guest. Well, Ron, I think a lot of people were just kind of waiting in the offseason to see what the Giants would do, but it's kind of been that way in Major League Baseball where there haven't been a lot of free agent signings. So as a coach, how do you look at the roster knowing that, you know, hey, it might change as you get closer to opening day?
Well, Joe, you're right. You know, it's there's been a couple other years like this, but there's a lot of very good players still out there. So you just roll with the punches. You know, it's interesting. We put so much into spring training, and everybody wants to get off to a good start. You do all these fundamentals. You got your guys. And then there's been so many years, the trading deadline, you change your personnel in the most important part of the season. You have different players that never been through spring training. You got to teach them the plays and everything on the fly, and you end up going to the playoffs. So, you know what? It is what it is, and we'll deal with it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of familiar names on this Giants team. I mean, you look around the infield, it's the same guys from last year. Unfortunately, Buster Posey is coming back after having that surgery. You know, how difficult do you think that was for him to rehab it, coming back from a hip surgery, because that means so much to your swing as a major league hitter?
Well, yeah, I actually got to see him a lot this winter because I rehabbed two surgeries myself in the same place that Buster went. So we saw each other over there. He's doing great. I've had a lot of conversations with him. A couple recently where he said he's been swinging and he feels really, really good. So it's nice to see. I mean, he hasn't really been himself. Buster Posey likes stats, especially last year. And you know that thing was bothering him. He had to end his season. So it's encouraging that he's got that hip fixed. And hopefully we'll see the Buster Posey of old.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the case with a lot of guys in this team. There were a lot of injuries last year that derailed the ball club. So, you know, how much does that give you optimism that a lot of the guys are coming back healthy this year?
You know, Joe, you're right. Look, I think our health is one of the most important things for us. You know, everybody's lumped in last season with the year before. You know, we lost 98 games the year before. But last season, we're about a 500 club. Now, that wasn't good enough to win a division, but after losing, being 30 games under 500, that was a pretty good turnaround. Despite all the injuries we had, I thought that we did a real good job. The young guys, you know, Rodriguez, Suarez, some guys came into the picture, and we found out we had some pretty good players. But at the end of the year, when Duggar got hurt, we traded McCutcheon, Posey had his surgery, Belt went down. That's where the last month really, you know, 5-22 or whatever it was, that's where we tailed off. But I think up until that point, everybody battled despite a lot of injuries. So our health, if we were healthy last year, I really believe we would have been right there at the end of the season fighting for the playoff spot.
We'll have more with Giants third base coach Ron Wotus right after this. If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right, just go to houseboats.com where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorn Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or Go to houseboats.com today.
Speaking of Duggar, this kid can really be a thrilling player. I had a chance to watch him in the minor leagues, and you just knew that he could play defense. It's a matter of, can he hit enough? So what did you see last year?
Well, you're right. He's got the talent to be an everyday player. Not every player that comes up, you see the skills. You know, he could be very dynamic. He can go get it in the outfield. He has hitting ability. He can steal a base, and he has some pop in that bat. You know, it's similar to Crawford. Look, when Crawford came up, everybody said, if he hits 240 or 250, we'd be happy. And you could see right away that he had a good idea what he was doing at the plate. You know, as long as he played defensive, well, he's been well above and beyond that. I see Duggar the same way. He's got a good head on his shoulder. He's a real competitor, and I think he's going to be just fine. You know, everybody's going to have growing pains, but I think his kid will figure it out.
Speaking of Crawford, he had that one stretch, I think it was about 6 weeks, where he was on an absolute tear. I mean, he was the best hitter basically in baseball, and then he tailed off after that. It's got to be tough mentally trying to figure out, okay, what was I doing right during that stretch that, you know, is not happening now?
Well, you're right. I mean, that's what you want to do as a player. When you're going good, you want to keep that as long as you can, because, you know, sometimes you can out-practice yourself out of your swing. You know, when I was playing, and some of the best players I've been around, when they're going good, they're not really working on their hitting. They just want to keep that feeling. When you're going bad, that's when you're going out for extra work and doing all those things. So every player is trying to stay consistent. But the game's difficult. You know, there are a lot of ups and downs. And to your point, Joe, it is a mental adjustment a lot of the time. And you got to keep that positive frame of mind and hopefully keep your head above water so you don't start pressing and really get yourself in a hole. So I'm looking forward to watching him play this year and hit and put a solid year together.
You were the third base coach last year for the first time. Now, not in your career, because you had done it a lot of times before. But getting back into that role, what kind of adjustments did you make? And is there a little more pressure when the team isn't scoring runs to, you know, hey, try to make something happen?
Yeah, there's always that pressure. Look, when you don't score, or any game that you're in, you always want to get that guy to cross home plate. Sometimes you do take more chances, but it's more dictated by who's coming up, you know, who's on the mound for the other team. But to your point, when you're not scoring, you hate to hold a guy up. So that enters into play. But I've been enjoying coaching third. Probably the biggest adjustment for me is being a base running coach. I had the base runners last year along with coaching the infields, which I've done my whole career. You know, I've only been a base running coach as a minor league manager, knowing what you want to do. And I've kind of treated it the same, but I have to say, after having a year under my belt of coaching third since in the past 19 years and working with the base runners, I feel way more prepared coming into this spring training than I was last year to help our base runners.
Yeah, people don't realize the amount of preparation that you guys do as coaches and helping out Bruce Bochy. I mean, tell us a little bit about what you're looking at. I mean, the type of hours that you spend, because, you know, to come up with the shifts as you guys have done, figuring out where to play players defensively, and as a third base coach, knowing like every arm in the outfield and what kind of capability they have out there.
Yeah, well, the days of just showing up at the ballpark and hitting some ground balls to the infielders and going out and playing the game are gone. I mean, as a coach, you're putting in a full day. You know, it's been great to watch Kurt Young. You know, we sit near him on the plane, and me and him are the two guys that are working constantly on the plane. Kurt works his tail off. Him and Matt Hurgis, I get to the park noon, 12:30. There they are watching video. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. You know, we just don't show up, and you have to do it today because everybody's got all the information. They got all the stats. They got all the video. The real key for a coach is, how can I get ready for tonight's game in a timely manner? You can't sit there every day and watch 3 hours. You kill yourself. But that's what coaches do. So trying to figure out what the sabermetric information that we get, the video you want to watch, the more efficient you can be and cut out all the fluff to save yourself time, that's real important.
Ron, thanks a lot. You look great. I mean, I know you had the surgeries. Looks like you've totally recovered.
Thanks, Joe. It's good being with you.
That's Giants third base coach Ron Wotus. Join us again before the Giants home opener on April the 5th for more Inside China Basin. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening on the sportsvirus.com.